Hassan Kabir from Number One Solicitors on Stray FM's Family Show.
So today on Stray FM's Family Show, then, for the very first time, we have Number One Solicitors. And I have a visitor in the studio. Would you like to introduce yourself and tell us what Number One Solicitors do?
Hello, I'm Hassan Kabir, Family Solicitor at Number One Solicitors, a law firm that I co-founded and currently head up. We've got an office in Harrogate, and we also have offices nationally with our head office based in Manchester, and we've got some offices down in London as well.
And the area that we are going to talk about today, in the future we're going to talk about a whole different range of things, children, we're going to talk about divorce, but today we're talking about something called cohabitation. Tell me, Hassan, what does cohabitation mean?
Cohabitation is where two people who are unmarried live together in the same household. Cohabitation is becoming increasingly common, particularly as the marriage rate is on the decline. You're finding that a lot of people are tending to live together. Property disputes is a common issue with unmarried couples that are looking to separate. I often advise clients who commonly ask me about what are the rights and the options of unmarried couples living together. The issue is that couples that live together that are unmarried, unfortunately, don't have the same legal rights as married couples do in law. For example, you cannot bring a financial settlement claim after separation, even though you perhaps financially relied on each other throughout your relationship.
That must be a really tough aspect, actually, because you can have cohabited. Is that how you say cohabited, not cohabitated? Cohabited.
Cohabit.
You can cohabit with somebody for decades and decades, and then when you split up, this property that you've lived in for so long, is how on earth do you start to know what to do with that property?
Indeed, and it's quite daunting because, you know, what I find as a lawyer is that many clients don't really envisage what would happen if they were to separate. So, you know, it is quite a shock.
Well, you never enter into a relationship or moving in with somebody thinking about, oh, well, when we split up, this is what we'll do. That would never be a positive way to start it, really. I guess there are two different camps to this, though. Either couples that own their own home, whether that's together or just one of them, and also couples that don't own their own home or they're renting. Should we talk first about homeowners?
Sure. So if you're a homeowner, you should perhaps consider protecting your primary asset against being shared without your consent, or at least be aware of the circumstances in which you may be giving a share of your property away.
So would you be able to claim then, let's maybe create a bit of a scenario. Maybe we have Robert and Jenny. These are two fake people. Robert and Jenny live in a house. Jenny owns the house. It was always hers. She fell in love with Robert. Robert came along and moved in with Jenny. They lived there for a few years. Does Robert have any claim on that house, on that property, even though Jenny owns it?
Yes, absolutely. Providing Robert has acquired an interest in that property.
And how would you acquire an interest? What does that mean?
It could be a financial contribution towards the household bills or a mortgage. You can also acquire an interest by way of an implied intention. For example, you have contributed towards the purchase of the property. So quite commonly, if Robert had contributed towards the deposits, your finances are shared and they are pooled into the same joint account where all your household bills are paid from, paying for a home improvement like an extension or a new kitchen. So these are the kinds of ways that you could look to acquire an interest in a property that you don't own.
So what would your advice be then for unmarried couples who are listening? What would your advice be?
If you own a property that you're sharing with your partner, you may be able to safeguard yourself against a claim being made depending on your circumstances and what steps you've taken to protect your home. Of course, if you are the other individual who is currently living in the property that you don't own, or perhaps even if you co-own half of the property, you may not need to necessarily worry about the fear of having nowhere to live, because you may have an option of retaining a sharing interest in that property. If you have children, you're unmarried, and you don't own the property, you may also have rights to remain in the property and potentially have your partner pay for the mortgage until a specified period in time. And this is a really interesting topic, and it's one that I'm quite keen to discuss in the episodes ahead, because we've been helping a lot of clients that fall into this category. And lastly, if you're a homeowner and you're not in the process of separating, you may want to consider speaking with a family lawyer about exploring the options of protecting your primary asset in the event of you separating.
So I presume then, if somebody, whichever one of those camps they fall into, the best starting point really is to talk to somebody about it, of which, number one, solicitors, you are family lawyers, you know what you're doing with this. So I presume come and talk to you would be a good first step.
Yes, absolutely. And we'd be happy to speak to any individuals that fall into those categories or that have any family issues. We offer a free 15-minute initial telephone consultation where we can explore the options on how we can help.
And so how do they get in touch? How do they find you?
Quite easily. They can head over to our website, which is onesolicitors.co.uk, and that's the digit onesolicitors.co.uk. Or they can type in number one solicitors Harrogate, where they can pop onto our website, either request for a call back, or they can just call through to a member of our client team to book in for a free consultation.
Well, Ehsan Kabir, thank you so much for coming in. Loads and loads of different topics we're going to go into every single month from now on The Family Show. And I will put lots and lots of links as well, so people can definitely find you at strayfm.com/family. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Beth.
Ehsan Kabir from Number One Solicitors on Stray FM's Family Show.